Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, January 21, 2025.
Russian disinformation targets German election. A Russian effort to spread false information is aiming at the upcoming German federal election on February 23, 2025. This campaign seeks to boost support for the far-right party, Alternative for Germany, or AfD, while undermining mainstream parties. The German research organization SUMAS has identified hundreds of misleading posts on the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, that reflect typical misinformation tactics. Emerging after Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022, this initiative aims to weaken Western support for Ukraine. It has specifically targeted the Greens party and criticized Chancellor Olaf Scholz for his stance on Ukraine. Recent polls show the AfD gaining momentum, now at 21% support, while Scholz's Social Democrats lag behind at 16%. Germany's National Security Agency, the Bundesamt für Verfassungsschutz, has created a special unit to counter foreign influence in the election. The involvement of public figures like Elon Musk, who has endorsed the AfD, raises concerns about social media's impact on political discourse. As the election date approaches, the implications of this misinformation campaign on voter sentiment and Germany's political future are crucial to watch.
Zhou Lan becomes deputy governor of the People's Bank of China. Zhou Lan has been appointed as the new deputy governor of the People's Bank of China, or PBOC, starting January 20, 2025. This comes at a crucial time as the PBOC faces significant financial challenges, especially in the real estate sector following the Evergrande crisis. At just 51 years old, Zhou will be the youngest deputy governor in the bank's history. He has a strong finance background, having previously led the Monetary Policy Department and directed the Financial Markets Department. His leadership is expected to improve openness and responsibility within the PBOC, particularly after recent corruption issues. As the bank works to stabilize the economy, Zhou's appointment signals a commitment to strong leadership during these challenging times.
South Korea's political turmoil. On January 20, 2025, police in Seoul, South Korea, launched a dramatic raid on the presidential office and a safe house linked to President Yoon Suk-yeol. They aimed to gather evidence related to the controversial martial law he declared on December 3, 2025. However, after 3.5 hours, the operation failed as the Presidential Security Service blocked their efforts to seize crucial CCTV footage and a computer server. Tensions escalated when the National Assembly passed an impeachment motion against Yoon on December 14, 2025, sending it to the Constitutional Court for review. During this time, Yoon's presidential powers are suspended, and he faces a potential detention of up to 20 days, marking a historic moment as the first sitting president in South Korea to be formally arrested. The declaration of martial law raises serious concerns about personal freedoms and the role of the military in governance. These unfolding events could significantly reshape South Korea's political landscape, leading to civil unrest and impacting international relations and economic stability.
World Economic Forum 2025, key leaders missing from Davos. The World Economic Forum, or WEF, will take place in Davos, Switzerland, from January 20 to January 23, 2025. This important gathering will host around 3,000 leaders from over 130 countries, including 350 government officials and 60 heads of state. However, the absence of influential figures like Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Chinese President Xi Jinping, French President Emmanuel Macron, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer raises concerns. Their non-attendance reflects ongoing international conflicts and domestic issues. Founded in 1971 by Klaus Schwab, the WEF aims to promote dialogue on vital global challenges such as economic growth, technology, and climate action. Despite facing criticism for being exclusive, it remains a key platform for addressing pressing issues. The missing leaders from the Group of Seven and Group of 20 suggest a shift in global priorities. As discussions unfold in Davos, the outcomes could significantly impact international cooperation on climate change and economic stability.
Surge in billionaire wealth and growing inequality. Billionaire wealth has skyrocketed in 2024, with the total net worth of the world's billionaires jumping from $13 trillion to $15 trillion in just 1 year. according to Oxfam. This staggering rise marks the second largest annual increase since Oxfam began tracking these figures. Shockingly, the wealth of the richest 1% now makes up nearly 45% of all global wealth, while 44% of people live below the World Bank's poverty line of $6.85 a day. Oxfam's executive director, Amitabh Behar, pointed out that 60% of billionaire wealth comes from inherited fortunes and business monopolies, not from hard work. The report predicts that at least 5 trillionaires will emerge in the next decade, with Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla, on track to become the first by 2027, boasting a net worth of around $440 billion. As former President Donald Trump returns to the White House, 3,000 leaders from over 130 countries are preparing to gather at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Outgoing President Joe Biden has warned of a growing oligarchy in America, stressing the need for fairness in wealth distribution and tax contributions. Oxfam calls on governments worldwide to ensure that the incomes of the top 10% do not exceed those of the bottom 40%. The charity advocates for reforms to dismantle monopolies and implement stricter business rules and global tax policies, challenging the idea of self-made billionaires who often benefit from inherited wealth.
Orbán calls for EU reform amid global challenges. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán recently spoke in Budapest, urging urgent reforms within the European Union. He criticized the EU for being too focused on internal issues while ignoring pressing challenges like energy security and illegal migration. Orbán warned that the EU risks becoming disconnected from powerful countries such as the United States, China, and Russia, which could have serious repercussions. He reaffirmed Hungary's commitment to national sovereignty, rejecting what he called blackmail from EU institutions. Looking ahead, Orbán sees the upcoming European elections as a chance for significant political change. He emphasized that while Hungary doesn't aim to reshape Europe, the health of the EU is vital for all member states. This speech highlights the complex relationship Hungary has with EU regulations under Orbán's leadership.
Trump's immigration emergency declaration. On January 20, 2025, newly sworn-in U.S. President Donald Trump declared a national emergency over unauthorized immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. He plans to send troops and intensify deportations of criminal offenders, emphasizing the need to protect the nation. Trump aims to use a law from 1798 to target foreign gang members in the U.S. This announcement comes as estimates suggest around 14 million immigrants are currently living in the U.S. without proper status. Critics, including the American Civil Liberties Union, warn that mass deportations could disrupt businesses and tear families apart, costing taxpayers billions. On the same day, the ACLU stated that ending the CBP-1 program removed the only legal route for asylum seekers at the border, leaving many uncertain about their options. As Trump's presidency continues to focus on border security and immigration reform, the effects of his policies are likely to impact millions and shape the political landscape in the United States.
Tech giants unite against online hate speech. Major tech companies like Meta's Facebook, Elon Musk's X, and Google's YouTube are ramping up their fight against online hate speech under the updated Digital Services Act in the European Union. This initiative aims to create a safer online environment by regulating digital platforms and tackling harmful content. The European Commission has made it clear there's zero tolerance for illegal hate speech, whether online or offline. Henna Virkkunen, the EU Tech Commissioner, praised this commitment, highlighting the vital role these companies play in monitoring hate speech. The new rules require tech firms to let not-for-profit organizations oversee their review processes and respond to 2/3 of hate speech reports within 24 hours. They'll also implement automated systems to help detect and reduce hate speech. This collective effort from 12 tech companies underscores the urgent need for effective regulation in the digital space, ensuring a safer online experience for everyone.
Market reactions to Trump's trade policies and Bitcoin surge. On January 20, 2025, financial markets reacted strongly to President Donald Trump's cautious approach to tariffs, marking the start of his second term. A trade memo released the day before revealed plans to reassess trade deals with key partners like China, Canada, and Mexico, easing investor worries about new tariffs. This led to a 1% drop in the U.S. dollar, the largest decline since August 2024, following a 10% rally since September. Meanwhile, Asian markets showed positive movement, with the MSCI Asia ex Japan Index and the Nikkei 225 both rising over 1%. In contrast, crude oil prices fell for 3 days after hitting a six-month high, as traders awaited details on Trump's energy-related executive order. On the other hand, Bitcoin jumped to nearly $110,000, reflecting growing interest in digital currencies amid changing economic conditions. Overall, markets remain sensitive to developments from Washington as the new administration begins to reveal its policies.
U.S. withdrawal from Paris Climate Agreement. On January 21, 2025, President Donald Trump signed an executive order to pull the United States out of the Paris Climate Agreement, a treaty designed to combat climate change by limiting global temperature rise to below 1.5 degrees Celsius. The White House claimed this move reflects national values, arguing that taxpayer dollars were being sent to countries that don't need assistance. With the U.S. contributing 20% of global greenhouse gas emissions, this withdrawal aligns it with nations like Libya, Yemen, and Iran, which are also not part of the agreement. Climate advocates, including Rachel Cletus from the Union of Concerned Scientists, criticized the decision as a tragedy, while Ben Jealous of the Sierra Club emphasized the U.S.'s moral obligation to lead in reducing emissions. This bold action could send shockwaves through international climate efforts, potentially increasing emissions and complicating global cooperation. What does this mean for our planet's future?
South Korea's economic challenges. South Korea's economy is facing significant challenges, with growth barely inching up by just 0.2% in the fourth quarter of 2024, following a meager 0.1% rise in the third quarter. Analysts point to ongoing political unrest as a major factor dampening consumer spending. A recent poll indicates that the Bank of Korea, or BOK, is likely to cut interest rates in February 2025 after surprising many by holding them steady in January. This move aims to stabilize the Korean won, which has weakened over 12% against the United States dollar in the past year. The BOK has also adjusted its growth forecast for 2025 down to between 1.6% and 1.7%. While exports, especially in semiconductors, saw a 6.6% increase in December, the overall economic mood remains shaky. The political turmoil surrounding President Yoon Suk-yeol's brief attempt at martial law in December 2022 has further eroded confidence among consumers and businesses. As the BOK prepares for potential rate cuts, the focus is on stabilizing the won and restoring trust in the economy.
Country Garden stock soars after trading resumes. In a dramatic turn of events, Country Garden's shares jumped 11% after the company restarted trading following a nine-month break. This pause allowed them to tackle serious financial issues, including a failure to pay $11 billion in offshore bonds. Now, Country Garden is reorganizing $16.4 billion in offshore debt and is expected to negotiate with creditors soon. At the time of the trading restart, the stock price was 54 cents, up from 0.485 Hong Kong dollars before the break. These financial troubles are part of a larger crisis impacting major developers in China, including China Evergrande Group. Ongoing issues in the real estate market raise concerns about the stability of China's economy, a key player in global markets. Investors are closely monitoring these developments, as the outcome of Country Garden's restructuring could significantly affect the real estate sector and the overall economy.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.